Hello, Columbus, Chattahoochee Valley, all my friends down near the Georgia-Florida line. I hope that everyone is doing well. I tell you, it got a little cold on us this week, so hopefully everyone is bundled up and staying warm. And certainly, this is still flu season as well as pneumonia season on top of COVID season. And COVID season is really raging right now. Just this past week alone, we have seen some of the highest deaths that we have seen here in the United States since we started experiencing COVID-19. And the CDC has projected that over the next 8 weeks, we could see days with over 4,000 deaths in one day. So we certainly want to make sure that we are washing our hands, we're socially distancing, that we're wearing our mask, as well as using hand sanitizers and disinfecting spray for surfaces and things of that nature, just to be as careful as we possibly can. And if you haven't noticed, we are in the middle of a runoff election. If you're watching TV, if you're checking your mail, if you're driving down the street, I know you see the signs, you see the billboards, you hear the commercials on TV, see the commercials on TV. We are in the middle of election season. We need everyone to please, please, please make sure that you go vote. If you have already voted, your job is not done. Now you need to call your friends, call your relatives, call your cousins, call your siblings, call your parents, call your grandparents, anyone that you could potentially call, and make sure that they have voted. If they have not voted, make sure that you get them out to vote. Put a message on social media. Let everyone know we got to make sure our voices are heard in this election. It is extremely critical that we get out here and vote. And, you know, and as we're monitoring things that's happening here locally on the ground, especially within this region, I tell you, the unemployment rate is one that I'm certainly looking at. This past week alone, over 885,000 American people filed for unemployment benefits. That was much higher than what was anticipated by our governmental experts, which means that we are in a much deeper economic issue than we could have ever imagined at this point. This is like the third or fourth straight week of over 800,000 people filing for unemployment. And you know it, and when you look at it in the grand scheme of things, it's really impacting those folks that had like the service jobs and the retail jobs and things of that nature. Oftentimes the people that really don't have the room to not have their income. You know, this is not the part of our society that's most likely going to have a year worth of salary saved up. Many unfortunate people are living paycheck to paycheck. We've seen long lines, you know, for food assistance and things of that nature. And I just pray to God we can keep that going, because there's a lot of folks that's going to need assistance here very shortly. And as a matter of fact, my first guest for today is Pat Frey. I'm excited to have her back on. She and I had a conversation a couple weeks ago in which we talked about benefits that not only United Way provided for individuals with need for services, but we particularly talked about the moratorium on foreclosures and how that was going to be coming to an end at the end of this month, the end of December, and how come January we can see millions of Americans out of a home, you know, living in the streets. Many of them will have children and things of that nature. And it's just going to be a very tough and difficult time for us in America. And I just want to invite Pat back on and have, you know, a quick update with us on everything that's going on. Hey, Pat, how are you doing today?
I'm great. Thank you for having me, Teddy. Hopefully you're staying warm.
Yes, we're definitely trying. Pat, I'm staying warm, but as I'm in my house, I'm thinking about all the people that may potentially be without a home come the early part of January, you know, because the moratorium on foreclosures and evictions is coming to an end, and hopefully you can give us some kind of update on that.
Absolutely. Yes, the eviction moratorium from the CDC is due to expire on December the 31st, 2020. So, effective January 1st, should no other changes come about in these last couple days of the legislative session in Washington, landlords who have tenants who have become behind on their rent as a result of COVID we'll be able to file evictions for those tenants. And because of the moratorium, those communities like ours who have received prevention money to try and stave off these evictions, we've not been allowed to use those dollars. But effective January 1st, those dollars will be available for those in our community who would be at risk of losing their home due to not being able to pay their rent during this global pandemic.
So Pat, who's holding the money, and how do people get access to that help?
I'm glad you asked that. The United Way of the Chattahoochee Valley is the grantee from the Department of Community Affairs, which is the state agency who has the CARES money. And we were granted those monies several months ago, again, but having to hold them because of the moratorium. And the way anyone accesses those funds is to call 211 and do an intake for rental assistance. And of course, if anyone's experiencing homelessness, that same number applies. 211 is our access point. It's called our coordinated entry point for anyone looking for services related to housing, rental assistance, utility assistance, and those kinds of things.
So I know that you said it came through the United Way received it from, is the agent for what entity now?
Department of Community Affairs.
Department of Community Affairs.
Agency who received, yes.
Okay.
Yes, right. Correct.
So the United Way is doing this for the entire United Way region is what I'm getting to. It's not just for Columbus. So if someone is hearing this from like Marion County, Chattahoochee County, Taylor County, Talbot County, can they also call and receive this assistance?
Absolutely. And because they are outside of our Columbus area, 211 may direct them to their closest 211. So it's always best if they call the 10-digit number. And I'm trying to get that for you right now because for some reason I have drawn a blank.
Well, no problem, because this is a good opportunity.
I'll make sure you get that number. Yes, sir.
Yeah, this is just a good opportunity. This is such important information that you're giving me. This is a good opportunity for us to reiterate this for anyone who may have needed to write this down and you didn't have your pen and pad in time. While Ms. Pat is looking for the 10-digit number, we want to share with you that the moratorium on evictions will come to an end December 31st of this year. So January 1, your landlord will have all legal freedom to go down to the municipal court office. Well, probably January 2, because I think whatever that Monday is, they'll be able to go down there and file for these evictions.
January
4th, they'll be able to file for these evictions. And there's money, CARES money, that came down from the federal government that the United Way of West Central Georgia, is that the correct title? Chattahoochee Valley, United Way of Chattahoochee Valley.
Is
handling that. And you simply have, if you're in Columbus, you only need to dial three numbers, 211. That's it. 211 and ask for the rental assistance program, and from there the intake person will help you get that done. If you happen to still be within the geographical area of the United Way of Chattahoochee Valley and one of our covered counties, but 211 is not working for you, we are about to give you that 10-digit number to dial.
Yep. 706-405-4775.
That was 706-405-4775. This is very important, you guys, and I need everybody to take this down. Even if you are not one of the ones who will need assistance with rent or anything of that nature, you may come across somebody from your church, on your street, someone you just may run into in the grocery store that may say to you, I'm having a difficult time paying my rent and my landlord is now trying to put me out. There is funds here to help us with that. Pat, do you know in total how much United Way of Chattahoochee Valley received to provide assistance in this area?
It is well over $300,000.
So well over $300,000 that probably, it's going to get us a little ways, but it won't take us to infinity. So, you know, if you know someone who needs this assistance, it's going to be important that they call. Do they have to wait until January the 4th to start calling, Pat, or can they start calling now?
Unfortunately, yes.
Okay.
Unfortunately, yes.
Well, no, yes. That's why we're doing this interview. But we need everybody to have all the information. So we just want everybody to know. So on January the 4th, you can call United Way and you can talk with them about the rental. January 4th or 1st, can they call? Which day? I want to give out the right day.
Well, they can begin calling on the 1st.
On the 1st.
Because that will be after a moratorium. The intake, if it was done before the 1st, will have to be set back.
Okay, so you can start calling January 1 if you're going to need assistance with your rent. And we know that that will probably be a lot of people in this area. That's why I'm spending a lot of time on this and I'm repeating myself over and over, because we got to drive this message home. We want to make sure that we get that in. So, Pat, thank you so much for the information. Anything else you want to share today?
Well, I was going to say, Teddy, and if someone has a smartphone, access to the internet, they can go to our website, which is homeforgoodcd, as in ChattahoocheeValley.org. And on the main page, there is an online intake form that can be done there as well.
Okay, and give us the website one more time, please.
Homeforgood, C as in Chattahoochee, D as in Valley, .org.
Okay. All right. Excellent. Excellent. Well, Ms. Pat, I want to thank you so much for that update. You and I are going to come back on again sometime in mid-January, because I feel like the need is going to be there for us to continue having this conversation. And we appreciate you for sharing this very important resource with everyone here in our community. Again, the moratorium on evictions will end December the 31st. And the funds that have been delivered to the Chattahoochee Valley, to the United Way of Chattahoochee Valley, funds will be available as of January 1 to help with rental assistance. You can simply call 211 if you are right here in Columbus. Just simply call 211. If you live outside of Columbus, but you are within the geographical coverage area of the United Way of Chattahoochee Valley, you can dial the entire 10-digit number of 706-405-4775 to get that assistance. It's going to be extremely cold in January. We do not need any families, especially any young children, out on the street because of an eviction, when we know that there are services that can be provided to help people. As a matter of fact, if there are any landlords, any apartment complexes that are hearing this message, it would better serve you to share this with your tenants to make sure that you don't have to put them out. Let's make sure that people take care of. We do not have to be that way in our community. We can get the information out. And I'm going to encourage Ms. Pat, I'm going to encourage all of the radio DJs here to make sure they're saying this information throughout the day. And I'm also going to ask all my other friends and media as well to make sure that we share this information, because this is the type of stuff that we got to get out to the community. Okay.
Absolutely. Thank you so very much.
No, Ms. Pat, thank you so much. And you and I'll be on again sometime in mid-January, because this is something we got to continuously update the people on. All right.
Absolutely. Y'all have a wonderful evening.
All right. Thank you so much, Ms. Pat. So that's been our quick update from Ms. Pat Frey with United Way of Chattahoochee Valley, Home for Good. And we're going to take a quick break. And when I come back, we're going to roll in here with another great friend of mine who was just elected to the president of the NAACP. Well, I tell you, it's hard to hold down some great people. And this man here shall know he works hard. So give me 1 second here. We'll be back with none other than Mr. Wayne Hales. And we'll be right back shortly with Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese.
I gave a young couple a courtesy warning about an improper turn. Also told them to buckle up their seatbelts, and they did.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm on the report of
accident. Is there anyone hurt?
No, ma'am.
That same day I pulled up on a rollover crash, it was the same couple I had just pulled over. They were standing outside their car, and they thanked me for telling them to wear their seatbelts.
More than half the people killed in traffic crashes in Georgia each year aren't wearing seatbelts. Many of them would still be alive today. That's why we say click it or ticket. This message brought to you by the Governor's Office of Highway Safety.
Welcome back to Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. I tell you, if you missed the first half of the show, there was some very important information. I had Ms. Pat Frey on from Home for Good, which is also an entity that works very closely with the United Way of Chattahoochee Valley. The moratorium on evictions is coming to an end on December the 31st. It's coming to an end. So January 4th, those landlords will be able to go into court and file for evictions to have people removed from their homes. And in the middle of January, we do not want to see that happen, but it's going to be a huge problem all over the nation because what COVID has done to the economy. If you need rental assistance, you can reach United Way of Chattahoochee Valley by simply dialing 211-211 and ask for the rental assistance program, or you can dial 706-405-4775. Now, that was helping the community from the perspective of making sure that people have a warm home during the winter months. Now I want to shift to helping the community from the perspective of social justice and fighting for what's right. And we've always been known to have a very active NAACP chapter here in Columbus, Georgia. And, you know, from the likes of Mr. Ed DuBose and all the other great leaders, Pastor Kay and Tonza Thomas, all the other amazing leaders we've had. William Tanner there for a very brief moment served as president. But now we have elected a new president of the NAACP, a good friend of mine. I'm glad to have him on the line with me. Brother Wayne Hales, how are you doing today, good sir?
Oh, I'm great, Teddy. Thank you so much for having me.
Well, Wayne, you know, I want to hear everything that you got to tell us about the NAACP, the plans that you have. I do want to ask you one favor, though, if you will assist us in any way you can of getting this information out about this rental assistance, sir, because, you know, the last thing we want to see is families and young folks and children out on the street because, you know, the parents can't afford the rent because of jobs, the lack of jobs. COVID really hit our economy. It's not that people are lazy and don't want to work. They don't have places to work right now. And so we're dealing with a very, very difficult economic challenge that we got to make sure that we're paying attention to from the perspective of our elected leaders, our social leaders, and our organizational leaders like yourself. You know, this is something we need to be talking about, Wayne, and I know you will. We know where your heart is, and we know that you truly care about our community. So I have no doubt you're going to have that conversation with us. But congratulations, sir, on your big win. Just tell us, you know, how did it feel to be elected as the president of the NAACP, such historic chapter here in Columbus, Georgia? And what are some of your plans?
Well, you know, it wasn't something that I had planned on doing, but I have been involved with the NAACP for some time, and I just shared with our executive committee a couple of nights ago that they did not realize when I was about 7 years old, my family was visiting Charlotte, North Carolina, and we walked into a laundromat. This was like 1967. Walked into a laundromat, and the owners came out, and they said, "We don't do niggas clothes here." So, you know, I'm 7. And, of course, we all knew what the word meant. So my parents, my mother was mad. She was fuming. But my father was, he was mad, but he was sort of calm. So we went on to our grandparents' home, and he called the NAACP. Now, of course, he's a Baptist minister, so he's been involved. He called the NAACP, and they said, "Give us a minute." They called him back in about 30 minutes. They said, "Go back down there. I don't think you're going to have any more problems." We went back down to the laundromat. It was a parking lot with about 5 cars of professionally dressed black folks, and 2 of them walked us in the laundromat, and the 2 owners, the husband and the wife, sat in the corner, beat red face, didn't say a word while we washed our clothes. And that was my first experience with the NAACP. So I know what the NAACP will do. Here in Columbus, Georgia, man, I'm just honored to lead this branch as we continue to promote social justice and fight for equality through civic advocacy initiatives. We have a brand new elected office. Everyone is new. They're fired up and ready to go, as our saying is. We have a very diverse group. We've got eight males and 7 females. So we are in the process of getting to know each other and coming up with a plan and strategies for our area. Right now, we are focused on just get out to vote. And our Freedom Fund banquet, of course, you know, we hold that the second Friday of every month, every January. This year we're going to do it virtually. And our fundraising, our Freedom Fund committee, who is chaired by Elder Edward Odebose and State Representative Carolyn Hughley, they are on the job getting things going. We're getting sponsorships. We're doing it virtually, so it's going to be a little bit different. But we're going to be broadcasting live on Facebook, YouTube, and our brand new website, NAACPColumbus.com. You'll see a lot of exciting things coming from the NAACP. I think we're planning right now to do an event monthly. So we're going to be out there letting people know that we're engaged in this community and doing our best to make a difference. So we're going to be proud of our continued growth and standing against insurmountable challenges and opposition to our social justice agenda. You know, the primary focus of the NAACP continues to be the protection and enhancement of the civil rights, equal justice, and fair treatment for all people.
Absolutely. Wayne, can you give us that website again, please?
Sure. NAACPColumbus.com.
So that's NAACPColumbus.com. On that website, if folks want to get involved financially and want to become an active member, and I'm going to challenge people to become an active member. I just finished processing my life membership with the NAACP, and I'm a proud civil member. I'm civil life member of the NAACP. I believe in its mission. I believe in the local goals that they have. I know a lot that I get to enjoy in life as a black male, the freedoms I get to enjoy. A lot of that is contributed to fights by entities like the NAACP. The work that folks like Thurgood Marshall, who just about every black attorney in America looks up to, and as my frat brother, I double look up to him because of the work that he did to bring change throughout the world and the United States of America. And then if you want to take it a little locally, we've been blessed with leaders like Congressman Sanford Bishop, because he took a job with the NAACP and transitioned here to Columbus, Georgia. So, you know, when we say that the NAACP's history, even here locally in Columbus, Georgia, is deeply rooted and intertwined with our community, we're not just saying things that sound good, Wayne. We actually mean that. We actually mean that. And people need to understand that history.
Yes, we've been, you know, as I researched it, this is our 2021 will be our 81st year right here in Columbus, Georgia. So we do have a rich history. And, of course, our founder was Thomas Brewer.
Wow.
Back in 1939.
Wow.
And a lot of people don't realize that, but he was the founder. He didn't serve as the president. He served as the vice president for almost, 16 years.
Wow. Wow. You know, and of course, you know, you get to talking about Mr. Thomas Brewer. I tell you, you can get one great lesson from Mr. Ronzell Buckner. He has made it a great effort to make sure that all the work of Mr. Thomas Brewer is highlighted here in Columbus, Georgia, and everything that he's done all the way down to Mr. Brewer's assassination for the work that he was doing here in Columbus, Georgia. And so we're extremely appreciative of that. Wayne, another thing I noticed about your new administration too is there's diversity in gender, yes, but there's also a lot of diversity in age. And for someone like me who constantly talks about organizations having, we must be generational bridge builders. What I mean by that is we must begin to establish those communication links and those links of working together between our younger generation and our senior generation, because at some point the baton has to be passed. So let's start at least the transitional conversation now. And you guys accomplished that with the NAACP, and it seemed like it's working so well right now for you guys.
Absolutely. Now, I will share with you one of the things we definitely are trying to do, want to do, or intend to do, or will do, is we have a Generation X program where we develop leaders for tomorrow. And so hopefully we're going to start that here and just introduce folks to this community, the different areas in this community. And if you want to become politically involved, or if you want to be a civically active, we're going to provide you that opportunity. So you're right. We're going to be building those leaders. And when people say, well, who's got next? Well, you're going to be able to see, come to the NAACP. We'll have a list of folks lined up, ready to go.
Well, Wayne, I know that's going to be an amazing program because, you know, I can personally attest to the fact that when I first moved here to Columbus, Georgia, about 6 months after moving here, I had the honor of meeting with you and some other young leaders at Skipper Seafood. We was at Mr. Ronzel Buckner's restaurant, and we talked about leadership, and you've talked about developing the next generation of leaders. That's something that you've consistently talked about. It's a topic that hasn't been lost on you. And so I'm excited to see that the NAACP is going to be bracing that, because as much as we like today, Columbus must begin to plan for tomorrow. And tomorrow will be here before we know it. And so the vision that the NAACP is walking into right now is certainly going to help us get to that point. And Wayne, I see you also, this new board of the NAACP is so dynamic that we even have a couple elected officials on there. Why is it so important that we have elected officials engaged with the everyday activity of what's going on in the community?
Here's my thought. With the NAACP, we need to have the source. So, you know, what's better to, if we need to ask questions or someone comes to us with serious concerns, then we should be able to have people on our board or as an officer that can answer these questions directly. And so that's the key for that. Man, we're excited. We've got some really good, committed, progressive-minded people. And if you sat in some of my meetings, actually I have one later on today, coming up shortly, matter of fact, who are excited and ready to do some things. You know, it's all about moving forward. And I think that when you talk about the young people this past election, and again, the NAACP is nonpartisan, but we aren't blind, okay?
Right.
But this past election has been great, and it's showing these folks, these young people have come out, and I understand, I was talking to a fireman today, he said, man, his niece, and all, he was at a couple of stores around here talking to the young people about if they voted next year. Man, they all excited about ready to go. So I think in the next mid-election, where generally we don't show up, I think there's going to be some surprises when it comes to the next election.
Absolutely. And I tell you, one thing that we certainly have seen that excites the young people is seeing you know, younger representation. I think that, you know, the candidates that a lot of people are super excited about in the Senate race certainly reflects the demographics of our state and just a great group of folks that we know is going to have our best interests in mind. And you know, Wayne, people are accustomed to the NAACP being there for the community historically, during some of our greatest challenges, during some of our greatest times of need, when we felt like our backs have been against the wall and we felt like life was unfair and we just couldn't get that shake that we needed as a community, as a people. The NAACP came along in there to break up the monotony and get things to moving, call out inequality where it existed, demanded justice, and stand up for folks that just simply can't stand up for themselves. Can you give us a word to ensure the people of this region that the NAACP will be a fighting force that will not be muzzled by the forces that want to treat folks any kind of way, that will not be silenced by entities who think because they have the money that they the only ones who have the voice? Can you just give them just a word of encouragement before you leave, sir, that the NAACP will be standing there with them to call out things that are right, call out things that are wrong, regardless of who the people look like that's running the organizations, regardless of their racial makeup or who they may be related to? Right is right, is wrong is wrong. Can we count on the NAACP to be there to fight for us?
I mean, you know, those who know me, know me. We are not going to be playing. You know, they're all kinds of soldiers. Sometimes we'll have press conferences. Sometimes we'll walk the street. It's just going to depend on how we treat. We are not going to back down. We're not coming to play. Okay, we're going to be like, we're going to be strategizing and mobilizing for everything. So I think, and that's the good part where we have young folks out. They're going to be our soldiers, so we're going to be ready to roll. Man, I'm excited. And I'm telling you right now, we're not going to be playing. So I've had a phone call today that we are already in action. Young lady called and said her daughter had been detained by the police for no reason. We had that conversation, and we're already working. So I think people can feel comfortable that when they called on the NAACP, that we will answer and we will be about results.
Absolutely. Well, Brother Hales, thank you so much, and I just want to thank you for being a great friend to me and just being that amazing community leader, being there when we have needed you. And once again, you've answered the call, you've stepped up to the plate, and you said, you know, put me in, Coach. Let me do it. And so, Wayne, you're leading us on this, and we're behind you. We're not far behind you either. We right there behind you. We got your back, my friend.
Thank you.
And we're gonna be there to fight with you. And we want this virtual experience for the NAACP fundraiser to be an amazing success. We're gonna be talking about that. I'm sure my wife and I will be making some type of contribution because we believe in the work that you're doing. So we're going to encourage others to make a contribution as well. But most importantly, we need people to become members too. So go check out that website. It's NAACPcolumbus.com. Did I say that right?
You did.
NAACPcolumbus.com. All right, NAACPcolumbus.com. And thank you and congratulations again, my friend Wayne Hales, on becoming the new president of the NAACP. We're looking forward to your tenure and your legacy as the leader of this organization and where you're going to take us here in Columbus, Georgia. This is Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese. I hate when I have to have shows like the one today because I rather talk about the happy and warm feeling stuff on the inside. But when the community has a need, we must address it. And I hope this show helps someone. I'll see you guys again next Sunday. Take care.
Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversation? Come and join me, Teddy Reese. Send me an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, his website, and his radio programs are not to be considered necessarily the beliefs of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting.